This morning I attended the ordination of four men to the priesthood of Jesus Christ by Archbishop Cecchio at the cathedral. And as I was walking back to my car afterwards, a man walked by me and said, "What a beautiful ceremony." And I agreed with him. The ceremony was well organized. The choir and the music were both excellent. The Archbishop wore noble, beautiful vestments and gave a heartfelt homily. But there was something deeper and more profound that wasn't immediately evident to our human senses at this Mass. And that is the mystery of the two sacraments we celebrated, Holy Orders and the Holy Eucharist. By outward appearances, we saw the Archbishop lay his hands on each of the heads of the ordinands and anoint their hands with sacred chrism. From a human standpoint, not much happened. But from a spiritual standpoint, we trace these gestures back to Jesus Christ and the apostles in an unbroken line. We believe that the Holy Spirit configured these men to Jesus Christ and gave them the authority to celebrate the sacraments, most particularly the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist, where they will act in the person of Jesus Christ and say, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," and in the sacrament of penance, where they will say, "I absolve you from your sins." This is in itself a great mystery of what we believe as Catholic Christians. You know, in the Greek church, the sacraments are actually called the mysteries, the mysteria. And the word comes from muo, which is a verb which means to shut one's mouth or close one's eyes. A mystery in Greek is not a whodunit movie or novel. It means that it's something from God that is so holy and profound that you can't see it or even talk about it. You just accept it and believe it because God revealed it, and we've passed it down and believe it today. That's about how I accept and believe in my own ordination and the holy sacrifice of the Mass we celebrate today. And in our faith, the central mystery is the Most Holy Trinity, the revelation that God exists as one divine nature in three distinct co-eternal persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Smarter men than me have tried to explain it, so I'm going to shut my mouth, and just tell you three ways, of course, that we profess our belief in the Most Holy Trinity at each Mass. The first is the greeting with which I started Mass. I said, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you." Grace, love, and communion. The word grace is used by St. Paul so often that he's been called the Apostle of Grace. And Paul understood grace as a free gift from God, something we don't deserve, that allows us to respond to God's call to become children of God. Paul then uses the word the love of God, and that has been revealed to us most perfectly in the gospel today, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And finally, the communion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit allows us to enter into union, oneness with God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, most especially through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And this greeting foreshadows the doxology, the second way that we profess our faith in the Most Holy Trinity. You might not be familiar with the word doxology, but you hear me sing it at every Mass. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Doxology means words of praise, and I sing it as I elevate the body and blood of Christ. We give the Father praise through Jesus Christ because he gave us his body and blood, with Jesus Christ because he is with us in the Holy Eucharist and he's our brother, and in Jesus Christ because we were baptized into his mystical body. And after I sing the doxology, you give your assent and belief in this by singing the great Amen. These are our words of praise. And then we receive the body and blood of Christ. But since Jesus can never be separated from the Father and the Holy Spirit, we enter into Holy Communion with the Most Holy Trinity. And the third way we profess our faith in the Most Holy Trinity is in the final blessing, the benediction. That word benediction comes from the Latin bene, meaning well, and dicere, meaning speak. I finish Mass by asking God to speak well of you. You've come here to honor the Lord's Day. You've asked forgiveness for your sins. You've come into Holy Communion with the Most Holy Trinity through the Eucharist. And so I ask God to speak well of you for participating in these sacred mysteries. We priests joke that the longer you speak about the Most Holy Trinity, the greater chance you have to fall into heresy. So I'll muau, shut my mouth now, and let God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, do the rest.